it's fun to be on Sunday Night Football, it's even more fun to be on Sunday Night Football at home.
We got to find a way together to come together and just go 1-0 this week.
Great playmakers, great leader.
It'll be fun.
Hello and welcome to Packers Today, presented by Verizon. I'm Ted Stefaniak. Alongside Larry McCarron, the Packers have their fourth game of the season coming up, and the New York Giants are in town. Of course, the Giants just lost to the Minnesota Vikings, and that was on a Monday night, so a short week. Something's working in favor of the Packers going into this one.
Sure are, Ted. Short week. The Giants traveling for the second game in a row. But one cautionary note as you put all those cards in the Packers' favor is that you can't count on those things to win a game for you. You still got to go out, block, tackle, execute. Those things on paper look favorable, but don't count on it.
And while they're coming off a short week, the Packers coming off a long week. They had the bye week and then an opportunity for some players to get healthy, including four key defensive players.
Yeah, you look up front, you got LaTroy Guyon, the strongest man on earth. You got Dayton Jones, Clay Matthews, and then Morgan Burnett in the back end. The bye week did what it's supposed to do. Generally speaking, it allowed the Green Bay Packers to get healthy.
Absolutely. Now, even though it's an early bye week for the Packers, they now have a long stretch run to go. And guys like Dayton Jones and Morgan Burnett, they're certainly ready for this long stretch run.
It's going to take every single guy in this locker room to get through that stretch. We're going to face a lot of challenges and just come together as a team to overcome those challenges and find the real identity of our team.
You don't think about it. You take it one day at a time, one practice at a time, and one game at a time. You get caught up in looking down the road, you're going to hit a wall, you're going to slow yourself down, you're not going to be focused, and you're not going to make any plays.
Yeah, certainly one game at a time, but that long stretch begins tonight.
And Ted, that's a perfect time to segue into this week's scouting report, brought to you by CarMax. And here are five things you need to know about the New York Football Giants. No surprise, but Odell Beckham is coming off a game where he was penalized for extracurriculars. Somewhat surprising was a curious pass route where he was seemingly more interested in making contact than in making the catch. A team's patience with a problem child is in direct proportion to his talent level.
Trying to accelerate, and he does. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants, 72 yards.
Look for the Giants to give Beckham plenty of chances to redeem himself against the Packers.
Y'all watch TV, I watch TV. Obviously, it stands out. The guy makes plays. Heck of a player, heck of a runner. Once he gets the ball in the hands, the things he can do.
Olivier Vernon, Damon Harrison, Janoris Jenkins. The Giants spent heavily in an effort to improve a last-in-the-league defense, and it is currently ranked 11th. Holdover Jason Pierre-Paul is also looking more like the pre-fireworks JPP.
He's going to get sacked! JPP.
He plays the same way. His play style is the same. So he's playing good football right now. That's for sure.
Harris ranges back to his own 38, fumbles it, muffs it, and it looks like the Vikings have it at the 40-yard line.
The Giants' biggest problem, their turnover ratio. After four games, the one stat that matters is -8.
We'd like to add on to that. We haven't done a good job of getting the ball out so far, but, you know, turnovers come in bunches, so hopefully we can get it started.
The next man up approach sounds good, but the Giants are in danger of running out of men in their secondary. Three of their top five players could be on the sideline against the Packers.
We still got to prepare like, you know, they got their best out there, and you never know, a guy may be back for a game. He may be out, so you just got to prepare for the worst/best, depending on how you look at it.
Eli Manning has no problem playing at Lambeau Field.
He has time. Fastball over the middle. Nix runs out of a tackle. He's to the 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants!
He's 2-1 there overall, and during his last visit, he threw for 330 yards and three touchdowns, leading the Giants to a 37-20 victory.
You can never sleep on Eli. That's definitely a guy in this league you can never sleep on. You got to come ready to play, fundamentally sound, and play together.
And Ted, one football factoid I failed to mention during the scouting report, the New York Giants are the only team in the National Football League without an interception to date.
We always love your factoids.
Well, thank you, Ted. I feel better about myself.
Yeah, but, you know, this Giant defense is still really, really good. They picked up three free agents in the offseason that are making a big impact, including a guy like Olivier Vernon.
Yeah, and it's been interesting. I think he was brought in for his pass rush skills, and he certainly has those. But where he's really helped them is in their rushing defense, because he plays to the echo of the whistle, and he'll chase plays down, he'll shed blockers and so forth. He's helped them in the run defense as well.
How about another acquisition, Damon Harrison?
Yeah, he is that big body they needed in the middle. He plays on the center's nose, generally speaking, hard to move, and he's quick enough despite his mammoth size. He's a huge man, quick enough to still get in on tackles. He's a playmaker.
And the third part of that trio that they added, Janoris Jenkins.
He is one of those cornerbacks that can line up in press coverage and cover a man all over the field one-on-one. It's a luxury defensive coordinators love to have.
Yeah, that's a great setup for the defense of the Giants. But let's turn the tables over to the offense of the Giants right now. And, of course, a lot of people had a chance to see the Giants play the Vikings on Monday Night Football, and they got to see Odell Beckham Jr. Kind of lose it a couple of times in that game. Emotion has been a big talk in the Packers locker room, but how does that play in the Giants locker room?
Well, I think if it's like most locker rooms, Ted, some guys think it's cool. Other guys can't stand it. It's a distraction. But everybody in that locker room knows Odell Beckham Jr. can play the game. And that's the most important part to fellow football players. Hey, whatever your personality quirks are, all well and good. Just play on Sunday and don't hurt our team. And I think that's where Odell Beckham has kind of crossed the line from time to time.
Coming up next on Packers Today. If you're curious as to why the Packers' run defense has been so formidable, Larry has perhaps the best example of it in this week's Chalk Talk. Wait until you see what defensive tackle Mike Daniels can do. Packers Today, presented by Verizon, is back after this timeout.
Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon. Football question. When are negative plays a positive? Football answer, when the Green Bay Packers are defending the run. Here's this week's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Sandwich Bros.
The toss goes to Yeldon. Oh, and Clay Matthews was there almost before the ball.
In three games, the Packers have 19 tackles for a loss. 19 negative plays for 49 negative yards. That's a positive for the Green Bay Packers, and it all starts up front.
Hands it off to Peterson, and he is steamrolled down by Mike Daniels.
I think our big guys have been attacking and knocking people back. It's hard if you're pulling the lineman or whatever if you can get an inverted line of scrimmage.
Let's put those words into action. Mike Daniels knocks the man across from him back, inverting the LOS. Same play, different angle. The Lions want to stone the hole with a pulling guard and a tight end. But Daniels' penetration eliminates the guard, the tight end, and eventually the ball carrier.
He's hit and driven down. It is a loss of a yard and a half.
On that play, Mike Daniels used up three blocks and made the tackle.
Daniels' effort outstanding, but not isolated. Four of the Lions' first five runs went for negative yardage. And as a team, the Packers ranked number one against the rush by a wide margin.
That's something that we have to keep going because it's a good starting point. It's something that, you know, we've placed a lot of emphasis on, and the guys have really responded.
And, Ted, that Packer rushing defense should get only better with the return of LaTroy Guyon. That man is stout.
Good to see him back on the field later tonight. Of course, the Packers have been able to take advantage of some adversity that their opponents have been dealing with in their run game, be it Adrian Peterson in the Minnesota game. Detroit was missing their top running back, and now Shane Vereen is out for the Giants too, but we can't overlook that Giants run game.
No, it's been okay to date, Ted, and it's kind of been running back by committee. They do have an offensive line that's been playing pretty well. And one thing I've noticed about their blocking schemes now, Mike Solari, who was the Packers' assistant offensive line coach a year ago, is now in New York, and he's a big believer in double down and pull around. And you see a bunch of those type pattern plays, what a lot of people in football call power plays from the Giants offense when they're running the football.
I think the expectations on him were unrealistic.
Quick throw, right side, got Jordy.
I don't know what we're actually looking at to get to be honest with you, and I don't think there's a way to judge it.
I think he's progressed each and every week, and I think if you watch the Detroit game, you see a lot of things that you're accustomed to seeing when Jordy plays.
Snap to A-Rod, lost, right side of the end zone. Jordy! Oh,
touchdown! Beautiful! I think as long as we just continue to improve, I think we'll be fine with where we're at.
He's met the challenge, so that's a real credit to Jordy.
I don't know about you, Larry, but it looks to me like Jordy's back.
Ted, I don't know what expectations were, but he's coming off a game where he was targeted seven times, had six catches for 101 yards and two touchdowns. What more do you need? He looks like Jordy Nelson to me. And that one catch, his second touchdown catch going into the end zone there, that was a thing of beauty, and it came against a top-flight corner.
Absolutely. And how impressive is it, though, when we think back to what he went through last year, coming off that knee injury, the rehab, limited time in camp, the hiccup. It's just been a very impressive return that he's been this good this early.
Well, the thing about Jordy, it's impressive but not surprising. I'm telling you, Ted, I've been watching this guy since the day he stepped foot in Green Bay, and he's everything you'd want in a Green Bay Packer on and off the field. Great guy to have on your team.
Coming up next on Packers Today. Davante Adams has enjoyed a promising start to the 2016 season. When we come back, I'll go one-on-one with the Packers wideout to find out what he credits the early success. Packers Today, presented by Verizon, will be right back.
Around here, it's about taking care of the advantage that we have at home.
See what Aaron Rodgers can get going here for the Packers.
We need to bring it every week.
Big handoff to start. Back to the middle. Rodgers rainbows the middle. Jordy Nelson, he's got it. Touchdown! Beautiful touch pass from Aaron Rodgers, who manufactured an eternity to allow that play to happen.
Aaron Rodgers doing it all.
It doesn't really matter the venue. At times, Aaron Rodgers is in a league all his own. Here at home, since 2008, Rodgers ranks at or near the top in many statistical categories. His passer rating at Lambeau is the highest home passer rating in NFL history. Of course, Aaron is a terrific quarterback, but he can't do it without his receiving core, and that includes Davante Adams. He's the third leading receiver on the team. I had a chance to chat with him in the locker room about his increasing production and confidence in this offense.
Right side, Adams, Davante Adams, the end zone, touchdown.
You've had a couple of touchdowns already in the first three games. Looks like you're really building on that consistency, something maybe you lacked a little bit last year. So what has been the difference this year? Why are you finding a little more consistency so far?
The health. That's really the main thing. Just being able to play and not worry so much about, you know, a bum ankle or a bum knee or something like that. You know, being out there feeling good, it really has so much to do with your play. So, you know, I'm feeling great. Had a good camp. So just being able to snowball that into the season has definitely been a big help.
Looking at the stats, third leading receiver on the team right now. Do you measure yourself against the other guys on the team? Do you look to them for competition or where do you find some motivation?
I find motivation in making plays whenever the opportunity comes. I mean, I'm not competing with Jordy. I'm not competing with Randall or Jeff or anybody. You know, I'm competing with myself, trying to make sure I'm better than I was yesterday. It's definitely something that I've been trying to hang my hat on, making sure I'm the same guy, at least, or if not better.
We watch on TV, we see, you know, how teams are reacting to Jordy Nelson being back on the field. But a guy that's on the field, what kind of changes do you see opponents making, and how does that make it different for you this season with a guy like Jordy back on the field?
Well, you'll start to see a little bit more as the season goes on. As far as now, I mean, you got guys that may follow Jordy, or they may even bracket in him or something like that, showing a lot of attention. And that's where me and Cobb start to explode and make plays because they're so worried about another guy, and they kind of forget that they got some other good receivers on the other side too.
Your third season with the Packers now, always working on that relationship with your quarterback, and you've got one of the premier quarterbacks in the league. How does that change your game or make it easier for you guys as a receiving core?
He definitely makes my job easier just from, you know, him being a leader, helping me out. And when it's not that, it's his arm. I mean, he makes my job easy. He puts it on the money. You know, I just got to go out there and make sure I'm executing my job. And you don't really have to worry about the pass because you know it's going to be there.
A Sunday night game, primetime lights, Lambeau Field filled up on a Sunday night. You still get a little chill when you go out on the field?
Oh, yeah, every game, especially the primetime game. You know, you're waiting all day. And, you know, you get a little jitter. So when it's the game, I'm sure everybody will be real fired up.
And, you know, Larry, I screwed up this interview with Devontae the week before.
Oh.
He was in the Bahamas on his bye week, so we should have taken the crew down to the Bahamas for that interview. So
I don't think it's in the budget, Ted.
Next year I'll keep that in mind. We'll see if we can work it in. Hey, you know, the Packer wide receiver group, they get a little more depth this week. Jeff Janis is going to be playing with two hands.
Yeah, good to see he got rid of the club. However, he's back where he was at pre-injury-wise as a wide receiver, and that is earning Aaron Rodgers' trust. And from what I've seen in practice, that is still a work in progress for Jeff Janis.
So we'll keep an eye on that. Jared Cook, we're not expecting to see him tonight, so that might give some other guys some opportunities.
Certainly will. And, of course, Richard Rodgers, he was a starting tight end before Jared Cook. And the thing that always stands out about Richard is his hands. He catches everything inside. And then Justin Perillo, he doesn't get a lot of opportunities, but he makes the most of them when he does get them. Very dependable receiver.
When Larry and I return, we'll talk about a couple of the key matchups to watch for during tonight's game. Packers Today is back right after this.
Very good run defense. That front seven does a great job of stopping the run, taking away rushing lanes and shedding blocks and making tackles.
Sometimes if I don't see the number, I mean, I probably wouldn't even know which guy's with because they all got the same body type and they all are great, great route runners.
So some of the players talking about potential matchups they have tonight. What matchup are you looking forward to?
Oh, my primetime matchup, Ted, is Olivier Vernon, the Giants, against David Bakhtiari. Both are good football players. Both play to the echo of the whistle. If you like good line play, watch that one.
How about this matchup, the coaching matchup? Mike McCarthy, he's got some experience on Ben McAdoo.
Yeah, he does, but Ben McAdoo spent a lot of time with Mike McCarthy. The very interesting thing about that is this week in practice, when the Packers are running scout team, there are so many similarities between the Packers offense in the Giants offense that when the Packers screened scout team for the Packer defense, Mike McCarthy didn't have to have cards and stuff. He just radioed in Packer plays so they could line up and run them. Thought that was interesting.
I'm looking forward to this matchup so much. Have a great call tonight.
Thank you, Ted.
For Larry McCarron, I'm Ted Stefaniak. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next week on Packers Today.